Truman Sports Bar in Soulard is the sexiest place to be this summer.
Ain't no stopping the sex machine, baby.
Come and relax in our beautiful patio and experience our A-plus customer service by our stunning cocktail waitresses and bartenders.
She's a hot laugh.
Don't forget to sign up for the Truman's Golf Tournament on the day of August 29th. All proceeds will be donated to the Big Brothers Big Sisters program of Eastern Missouri. Call or stop by to sign up, 314-865-5900. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM. Tim McKernan, Charlie Marlowe, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you here on the radio program. Doug, welcome to the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour. Well, I played at Acorns Golf Links on Saturday. So now I can speak to the Zoysia Fairways, and Charlie, I can speak to the thousands and thousands and thousands of species of birds and insects.
You studied the insects while you
were I was being chased around by bees on a couple of different greens.
There are centipedes?
And centipedes.
Roly-polies?
Saw some roly-polies.
I'm sure you established the new course record. They didn't have one. When I went out there, Chuck, I said, hey, what's your course record?
Did you really
here?
Say, yeah. hey, that's how you started the sentence?
I like that.
Hey, Buster, what's the course record out here? And he said they didn't have an official course record. So that was what they were going to try to do this summer, is try to establish a new course record.
I woke up very early on Cardinals loss last night, for those of you still holding that hope. I woke up really early on Saturday because I didn't have a pony show on Friday. So it's 8 o'clock, and I'm like, I wouldn't mind playing golf. Charlie, I have the golf bug back. Do you play golf? Do you play golf, boy?
Not really.
Okay.
I haven't played all year.
I haven't either.
You should play about once a year.
And so I posted, Doug, on your favorite place, the fan pin.
Well, I wouldn't say it's my favorite place.
And I said, hey, anybody want to go play golf? All my compadres, they breed, okay? They breed. I can't get hard. So therefore, Anna Maria and I don't breed. And so I get up on a Saturday, and I'm like, I don't have much to do. Hey, anybody want to play golf? Strangers, stranger danger.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, a number of people were interested in playing, and a gentleman, I think his name was Bobby Thompson.
Bobby Thompson hit the home run. Giants win
pennant.
That's
correct.
Win the pennant.
He's got to be 90-something at this point.
Looks good for 90.
Does he?
Jason Sauerwine, Adam Lyons. Was it Lyons? L-Y-O-N.
He's a good ball striker.
I haven't met him. I don't know.
He did. He shot like an 81. I met him, didn't know him. Played a round of golf with him at Acorns. The sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. And it is in very good shape.
What did you shoot?
89, which was very good for me, considering that was the second round I've played in St. Louis in the last decade that wasn't a scramble.
I'm starting
to get my game back.
Did you count them all?
I'm playing with other people, unless we're gambling, and I'm not at the point in my game to be going back to that, they can do whatever the hell they want. I don't care. To each their own. But for me, I prefer to do that just so I know if I'm truly improving. So I like to put everything out and not use mulligans. But again, if other people want to, God bless them. To each their own.
I never really understood the notion of, I'm within 4 feet, go ahead and pick it up. I mean, that's the whole game, is putting it in.
At Tommy Watson. He'd probably have 12 more majors if he could putt from within 4 feet.
Not quite that many, but he'd have a few more.
The smiling redhead.
Yeah. If you get to within 6 inches, 8 inch, foot putt, you got to make it.
You want
to
talk about golf?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should have to finish the putt.
I think within about 8-9 feet, it's a gimme.
Why? I mean, the whole idea of the sport is to put the ball in the cup. And then you get there and you go, never mind. What?
Now you're holding somebody accountable, but who is it?
You got to speed up play, Doug.
I've played with players like that. I don't know. I think they're just trying to be nice to the guys they're playing with, maybe, or they don't want to have to make the putt themselves.
He's got all the clubs in the sack. He's got the
mashy, the mid-mashy. He's got the spoon, driver, flat stick.
Wow, that was, and you called, that was the 87 Masters, wasn't it? Larry Mize.
Sounds like maybe about 1915.
Speaking of golf, I didn't follow up on this, but I believe Saturday I was flipping through the channels. Or no, actually on Twitter or Facebook, somebody said, hey, do you know that Koki Adoki is in the hunt at the U.S. Senior
That's
Open?
That's your guy.
My guy. So I flipped over, and he was on the first page of the leaderboard. He was like five strokes off the lead, but then I didn't really see if he won or not.
Probably the best stand-up ever done was by you when he won here, wasn't it?
It was just a voice track.
How did it go again?
Do we have it? We don't? Plowsy?
Call for audio in about a month when we're somewhere else.
No, I know. I forgot what it was called exactly, but I know we have it.
I think I just said okie dokie, kokie dokie.
See there? There you go. That's broadcast.
And that
there.
Won how many Emmys?
Three or four.
Yep. Take that,
I got
Doug.
Snubbed for one of them.
Right.
Well, that wasn't fair.
Issa got it.
Because that was a heck of a piece of journalism.
I only did that literally so that we could have a drop on the show.
I see.
I just thought it would be funny.
All right. Doug, if I get within 6 inches, I will gladly put it in the hole. That's from Dick Fordug?
No.
Picking it up is something friends do to speed up play. That's from the Washington Generals.
I understand that, but...
in the whole scheme of things, who cares? Like, if they want to do that, who cares? How does it affect you, baby?
It doesn't.
Now, if we start gambling, I need you to put it out.
I just think that you play to see how many shots to get the ball in the cup. And then you get to the cup and you say, never mind anymore. Seems like you ought to have to put it into me. Oh, well. If you want to pick it up. If you're paying for the round, you play by whatever rules you want. I don't care.
Sounds like you're holding somebody accountable.
I'm just holding people accountable who say, you know what, I'm good from here. I'm just going to pick it up. No, hit it in the cup.
You're like subtweeting someone right now.
That's a huge part of the game.
I feel like I'm sitting next to Tavon Austin in the summer of 2014.
Guess it was the Senior British Open. I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh. Yeah, pay attention. It's one of
Paul,
the majors.
Paul Broadhurst edged out Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yep, that's Jimenez.
Jimenez.
Nice.
That's quite a life those golfers lead. Go from resort to resort and travel to some of the nicest places in the world.
I went to Acorns.
Yeah, you're right there with them. They'd love to play the Acorns, those guys. Oh, sure they would.
Doug, this is Fred from the poor part of the nail and the appliances. Kind of, well, I didn't even get the phone numbers yet. People are texting in and they're calling in. 314-880-0808 is how you can call in the appliances counter phone lines. The appliances counters. Six area locations online at theappliancescounters.com. And you can text in 314-880-0808. A free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice, the prize. Email today, $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Yes, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Freddie.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Well, fine. Just fine.
Fine. Tim?
Yes,
Tim,
sir.
I just want to say that you are my hero and my idol, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday at Hot Shots in Manchester Road.
Let's pump the brakes on the eliminating so soon, if you could.
Shut up, Doug.
Ah.
Wow.
Hey, Doug, I got a question.
Yeah.
Question for you. How come is it every morning I am horny for you at 9:20 a.m.?
Well, you're probably gay, if you might guess.
Nothing wrong with that.
And my brother's gonna be coming, and he's just wondering if you can do the show in the nude.
Hmm. Are you open to doing that? This is Hot Shots at Manchester on Thursday night. We're doing a live to tape broadcast, and our audience is going to be able to participate in morning after trivia. We're giving away 25 new Lemmings T-shirts, Charlie. This will be wonderful for you to be wearing around. And then also we have a very special edition of Foot Fetish Friday with Jennings. Mm. It's live at Hot Shots on Manchester. Get in line for the T-shirts. It's 5. I have people asking how early they can get in line, Doug.
Oh, for him.
It's a $20 T-shirt, and it's going to lead to arguments. Count on it.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
And then at 6 o'clock, we'll start giving away to the first 25 who have T-shirts. We'll probably start the broadcast around 6:30, and that will air on Friday morning here on the station. Fred, are you going to be bringing your significant other who engages in lesbianism with Bubble's girlfriend?
Well, she's going to be coming. I don't know about Bubble's girlfriend, but she told me that the only way that she would come if she gets to meet Doug Vaughn and he agrees to have a MFF with her.
Oh,
Doug, that doesn't
sakes,
sound like a bad
Fred.
Offer, to be honest with you.
For heaven's sake,
I'll represent
Fred.
You and try and get you more, but I think you're probably doing well in this negotiation.
You've, good starting place.
You've seen a picture of Fred's wife?
I've met her.
Yeah.
I've met her, and I've met Bubbles' girlfriend.
Yeah.
This Bubbles' girlfriend's an aggro lesbo.
Aggro. That means she's a farmer lesbian?
No. Aggressive.
Oh, aggressive.
Wouldn't you say, Fred? I mean, she's aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, she's aggressive. Every time we get together, all she does is just look at my wife and say, I want to take you in the bedroom and bang you.
Easy now. Easy. Wow. Come on, Fred.
Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock out.
Well, boys, I got to get back to work, but Tim, I love you, and you are my hero, my idol.
Right.
Okay.
Charlie, you're the greatest.
Thank you,
and,
right.
Doug?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Put him down!
Yes!
Put him down!
Yes!
It's a great call to start the week.
I'm going to go ahead and suspend him. Fred from the poor part of the nail has been suspended this Monday morning. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. Hey, hey, hey. Thanks, Llewellyn's.
What's the Vegas line on number of Hoosier fights over the Lemming T-shirts? That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
What? There will be T-shirts there for sale as well, right, if you're not
the first 25
fortunate.
People there at 5 o'clock. Okay. Get a ticket from Dan Packer.
Danny Packer.
That's right. Then after that,
yeah,
there will be T-shirts available on sale for
$20. Mm-hmm.
And we do not have a credit card machine, so bring cash. I would imagine Hot Shots on Manchester has an ATM. That will be another issue.
It's a lot of cash, Tim.
$20.
Yes.
To carry around, yeah.
I agree with that.
In your billfold?
For $20. One T-shirt per ticket. It's $20. $20.
What if you don't have my size?
We have anything from small through 2XL. And then, Charlie, last week I got complaints that we don't have 3XLs. Doug has a problem with that.
Chuck, what size would you wear?
You'd probably be an XL?
Or XL would you be a 2XL? Or 2XL. I'd have to try it
you're
on.
You're a tall cat. You're not like my height and clocking in at 250.
I don't think I've ever...
Medium?
Medium or large. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn...
I haven't worn them yet.
A 3XL shirt. I have worn a 2XL shirt.
Have you?
Doug, check my tag here. What am I?
Well,
let's take a look. Oh, this is so hot. And massage is back. Massage is back, too, please. There it is. There it is. Harder now. Harder now, boy.
I don't see it.
There it is. There it is. Tighter now, boy. Tighter now. Okay. There it is. There it is.
Right. Either way.
Doesn't say.
It's probably an XL. Just saying.
So to wear a 3XL, you'd have to be up around three bills, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Is that right? You think so?
I'd say close to it.
Guys, I'll pay $23 for the T-shirt if Doug wears it and gets it all moist with his man sweat.
Mm.
That's from the 314.
That's like a game-worn jersey.
I don't think I'll be sweating when we're out there. They've got Airco there, haven't
I would
they?
Imagine
surely
they do.
They
don't say Airco.
Why not?
Say Aircond.
I never say Aircond.
I have some breaking news, by the way.
What do you have?
Koki Adoki finished tied for 30th in the British Senior Open. He was plus three, Doug,
mm-hmm.
and he won 12,259 pounds. Is the pound still about, I remember back in the day it was like $2.2, right?
Yeah, call it your currency calculator.
I can't. The internet.
Did Brexit
down
affect that, Doug?
I don't know.
Either way, probably made about 20,000, 25,000 maybe.
That's a nice little weekend
for
finishing
for tied 30th. For 30th?
Yeah.
Doug, take a look at our Tease Farms Captain's Log. Tease Farms, the sponsor of the Captain's Log here in the Ryan Kelly Morning After, will be joined by Rick Hummel. It's our Hot Shots Cardinal interview of the day. Rick Hummel, the commish with us at 8:30 as the Cardinals lose 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. Fortunate it wasn't a full sweep. And Jed Jerko's 2-out home run in the bottom of the 9th on Friday. And Matt Adams' walk-off home run in the 16th inning got the Cardinals the win on Friday, but they got shipped. Each of the last two games, including the first start by a pitcher outside of the starting five last night, the debut of Michael Myers.
That went well.
Matter of opinion.
Okay.
Dave Roberts was asked, I saw in Rick Hummel's piece this morning in the Post-Dispatch, if he felt bad for him. He said, no, nobody feels bad for anybody. You pile on.
Yeah, well, that's major the major leagues. Yeah. Yeah, it's not fifth grade baseball.
Then I guess somebody asked him, even when they kept showing his grandma on TV, and he said, I love grandmas. Dave Roberts did. That was it was kind of tough to see the grandma, and they kept cutting to the family.
Yeah.
After he walks the bases loaded, then the granny, then all of a sudden you got what, like 9 runs? They kept showing the family.
You got a rough
grandma, think.
I don't know. I haven't told you.
Well done, Plowhawk. That's exactly what I was thinking needed to be played there.
He got kind of unlucky. I mean, Utley just stuck out the bat and blooped a single to center.
And Gonzalez barely.
Well, that,
he barely
that
hit a 420
Nothing cheap about
homer.
That. But the Seager hit a little tiny grounder down the third baseline. Both those could have been out.
Doug's trying to get Pat Parris's gig.
Kasmer's
what are you angling
run,
for right
Kasmer's
now?
Kasmer's two-run single was
a
just
job
a
with the
ground
Cardinals
ball
marketing
that,
department.
Ground ball that had eyes. I feel for the guy. I mean, it had to be terribly embarrassing to be around his teammates and have it on national TV, no less. I mean, how can you not have a heart and feel for the guy on that? It's not like everybody that came up was hitting a line drive somewhere. There were a couple, but not nine runs worth usually.
What do you think his ERA is after that outing?
It was like 60-something.
60.75. It just shows you, too, how good these hitters are because he touched 95. Now, maybe it was straight, but still, you got a guy who was pretty good in AAA coming up, throwing 95 miles per hour, and then he makes his first appearance in the big leagues and gives up a nine spot in 1 1/3.
Yeah. You could almost just throw batting practice and not give up much more than nine runs. Almost.
Please tell Charlie I'm the original Charlie Lemming. Thank you. That's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student. Charlie, that's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Thank you. There's been kind of some discussion and debate over who was the original Charlie Lemming because White Collar Gangsta.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
I think he's the most outspoken Lemming, Doug, but he may not be the first. So we'll have to dig into that.
I saw him Friday night at Billy G's.
I was going to come hang out with you guys after work. You had already left.
Yeah. Well, that was midnight or later.
Well, I get off work at about midnight.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's nice that you have a Lemming, though.
Yes.
Hey, Charlie has a few Lemmings.
Does he?
No.
Well, it's nice, about that time. You have, nice that you have a few Lemmings. I'm sure we need Lemmings.
Why? We have a t-shirt now.
Okay. Nice looking t-shirt.
It is a sharp looking t-shirt.
And 25 will come and they'll get one for nothing.
Right.
And person number 26 won't have the $20. He won't have a credit card, so he'll try to take one that belonged to someone else who got theirs in the low 20s.
And then we'll probably berate young Dan Packer. That's how it went.
Yeah.
It's kind of like at the wiffle ball tournament, somebody berated Alexis Strauss, Joe Strauss's daughter, who is interning for us, and made me want to scrap because she was standing by what the rules were, and these two teams were arguing with her, you know, at the time, 18-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. It's an important competition, though.
It is, when you consider what's on the line.
Mm-hmm. Which is next to nothing.
Or
maybe actually absolutely nothing.
Guys, please consider me a Marlowe Lemming. Thanks, Postmaster Mike.
Okay.
Look at this, Doug. Look at this groundswell.
Keep coming.
Are you here all week?
I think I'm here, what?
We have four shows. We have four shows.
Maybe Thursday?
We have four shows. Seamaster's all over it.
I know you have the night show on Thursday. We'll see. I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for sure.
Well, Doug and I are here all 4 days. Well, who's here on Thursday, the Sea Monster? The Cats in New York and then Miami.
We might have a Jennings doubleheader on Thursday.
Oh, wow, Doug.
Mm. That'd be nice. He said that this last text was from Marlboro. Have you ever known someone from Marlboro?
No, it said Marlowe Lemming.
Oh, I thought you said he was from Marlboro.
No.
Marlboro.
As in the municipality, just
I have never
south
known
of Shrewsbury?
No, I've been there many times. That's where I take my car to
I was going to say,
Reese Beater Reese Automotive.
Beaters. You told me that. When I first moved here 8 years ago, I randomly asked Doug, hey, I'm having some car issues. I live here, Georgetown Apartments. And Doug said, go to Reese Beater's. It's right there. And that's where I went.
You doing a live read?
He's fantastic.
No,
but it's right there in Marlboro. But I don't think I've ever known anyone who said I live in Marlboro.
Wasn't there a famous or infamous Marlboro law enforcement guy who is known for pulling everybody over? I think he had the record for
it's a well-known speed trap.
I think I read an article in the Post
I don't know if it
Dispatch.
Still is. I used to live in that neck of the way, nape of the woods.
One of those very small municipalities that needs to give lots of tickets so that it can support their own city hall and mayor and police department and all that. I haven't noticed it lately. I've been there many times.
I'm pretty sure I read an article in the Post about 5-6 years ago where this one cop retired and he was known for writing the most tickets ever in St. Louis or Missouri or something like that.
Seamaster just sent a memo. Hello, all. There's currently no internet available in the studio or production booths. Plus, there might be an issue with the air conditioning again. The thermostat is set at 68, but it's 77 degrees in the lobby right now and noticeably warmer in the studio. Mm-hmm. Thanks in advance, John.
So pleasant.
Thanks. He is. Thanks in advance. And then, trust me, somehow this will be my fault.
They're trying to.
And I'm not even talking about from the listeners. That's just kind of standard operating procedure. But from, you know, whatever.
I think it's all right in here.
Well, that's because there's a fan blasting.
Yeah. I walked out of my my place yesterday for the first time, and it was like walking into an oven.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Just unbelievable.
Brutal.
How humid it was.
Hottest day of the year.
Sunday was?
Yeah. It was like 100, you got 101, 102.
It's going to be relatively cool in the 80s this week. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's like that in large portions of the country, though. They say Philadelphia, where the DNC is about to get going, it's 100 degrees there.
Heat dome. Well, it's a perfect time to come out to Hot Shots on Thursday night for our live-to-tape broadcast. I mean, Jennings is going to be firing all cylinders. What do you think, because the Sea Monster was asking about this, how can we incentivize, and I'll ask the audience this, I mean, our audience, Doug, these are some creative and innovative minds.
Well.
To incentivize Foot Fetish Friday participation on a Thursday night, live in front of a group of creeps. What can we do?
I don't know. What do you Jay Judge, the best feet, wins a prize or something?
Okay, but then the question is, what is subjective. The prize?
Good Cardinals tickets, maybe some green seats.
Okay, who pays for those?
Well, not me.
Right.
Well, I mean, today you're giving away $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smee. How about one of those? How about a gift certificate in each toe region? What about how your toes come together? You could put like a...
But, I mean, an attractive woman probably isn't going to necessarily be excited by barbecue.
Oh, well, maybe not.
What about a lunch mandate with Doug? Seriously.
A lunch mandate?
Just like a friendly friendship meeting. Not really a date, but it's going to be a listener, and he's going to have his girlfriend or wife or fiance do the foot fetish, so maybe this guy could then have a lunch meeting with you at, like, Red Lobster.
Would you rather have a $10 gift certificate than that?
It could be candlelit.
It doesn't need to be candlelit. Wouldn't you prefer a $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smee?
I actually think our listeners would prefer the date with you.
I agree with that. I think it's a tight read.
So you don't really have a gift for these folks?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what the proper gift is in order to get it done. You know, without going, oh, okay, we're just going to throw around money irresponsibly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, even if I made it a decent prize, how would the prize be determined? I think you have to yield to Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Jennings is the expert in the industry.
Well, sure he is. Maybe a foot massager or a pedicure kit or something?
Sibian?
Well, I don't know about that.
Eddie Sibrian?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I believe he's married to... Leanne Rimes?
That's correct. I think you're right.
See, I didn't know that.
Doug, I don't understand the term live to tape. Isn't everything that's been recorded live to tape? Is that just a super cool way to say pre-recorded? Thanks, 618.
Kind of.
But it'll be in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, and usually if it's live to tape, whatever happens is still going to go on.
Like when I start my podcast, that will be pre-recorded, but this will be in front of a live studio audience at Hot Shots on Manchester, and some great Americans will be there.
And we call it a live audience.
Right.
And we're thinking 6-8 people might be there. Or hopefully 20 to get the t-shirts.
I think 6. Guys, if you're ordering triple XL t-shirts, maybe a Metabolic Meals Gold's Gym Combo Package. Thanks, Wild Oyster Biscuit.
Not a bad idea.
So we throw that in if you order? It automatically includes it in the order?
If you need a triple extra large, you get a membership to Gold's.
Some people like to wear their shirts big, though, Doug.
I understand that.
Like a big blouse.
Doug, some sort of spa package with a massage would bring the nice feet out. Thanks, 636. The problem is a number of our male listeners will bait and swee their significant others.
That's fine.
These are females, and they won't realize that Jennings is going to be suckling.
Oh, he's going to do that.
That's kind of his move.
Isn't that when you get the best candidates, though, when they don't know what they're doing?
Absolutely.
What they're in for.
If it goes sour on him, they might hit him. They might slap him. But then he likes that.
Yeah, he likes that. Yeah. They can't win.
He got kicked in the jowls that one day, and he was happy with that.
Doug, Tawny and I will be there for you. Thanks, the White Collar Gangster.
Okay. Well, it's always good to see Tawny. White Collar Gangster's a little vile.
They're big fans of the show, though.
Well, they are.
Yeah, they're good people.
And they love America. And White Collar Gangster's a Charlie Lemming. Mm-hmm. I think Townie's a Janie the Lesbian Lemming. Mm-hmm. They love the show.
Okay. They really wanted me to come over to Billy G's Friday night. And I was going to. I saw the picture on the fan page, and I saw Doug was there. So, again, I texted Doug, but he had just left. And I said, you know what? If Doug was there, I was going to go. No offense, but once Doug left...
That was that.
Mm. I just didn't go.
All right.
Because Doug's my coworker.
Well, yeah, coworker.
Oh, my God.
We're not friends, though, he says. He also doesn't follow me on Twitter. I don't think he's my friend on Facebook.
Oh, I thought we were. We're not anymore.
Maybe Facebook.
Yeah, who knows? I had to block some people on Twitter. I had to block that Zach Brune.
Zach?
Yeah, Zach. Yeah.
Yes, he got very vile. A little picture there. I had to block him.
It was a meme of Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What was going on?
Well, Trump was making some hand gestures, and Zach wrote some vileness about how I can do similar things.
It was a meme that he shared, probably. I don't think he created that. Or what is it, a GIF? What's a video, a GIF?
Nurse?
What's it stand for?
I don't know.
Do you know Sea Monster? No? Yes? Maybe? I think the
I
picture, Doug, is a meme. With the little text.
Mm-hmm.
I think the video is a GIF. I don't know what it stands for.
I don't know.
Nice. Yeah, is there a reason why you haven't called an air conditioning company yet? Yeah, sure. That's a great answer. I do not own the building or the space.
Your dad owns
not,
the building.
On the lease.
No.
So I have no control over it, but feel free to attack. 314-880-0808 is the number to attack. I'm sure you're an executive yourself.
I think someone's just worried about us.
I think it's all right right now. Sometimes hour three, though, starts to get a little sticky.
Yeah.
By the time the humidity comes, some clouds start coming in, kind of like that. What is that thing where the greenhouse at the zoo, it'll start raining inside? Oh, the jewel box. Sometimes it'll rain inside of the jewel box at Forest Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't been in the jewel box in 100 years.
Yeah, well, I hang out in the public restrooms near there. So
do
sometimes
you?
I'll just walk through to see the shrubs. Yep.
Just kind of lurking?
Yep. Guys, I'm a Chuckles Lemming. If Doug passes from old age soon, Charlie should take his spot. Thanks, Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
How many years do you think you got left?
6-8 months.
Six?
Yeah. Really?
I would think so.
Yeah. How long do you want to do this show for, though? Because I feel like you got 15 years left.
I think so, too.
Seriously.
He's got a 20-year deal.
I prefer not to think of it, really.
What?
I just kind of prefer to go day to day, thinking that, you know, I'm going to win the lottery at some point. At some point, my life is going to turn around, and then maybe I can relax a little bit.
Tim got you for a controllable, club-friendly deal
mm-hmm.
for 20 years.
Yep.
A lot of options.
Right. Yeah, it's a 12-week deal for Doug. It just cycles.
Mm-hmm.
That was what my TV deal was at KMOV.
12 weeks?
13-week deal. It's like I said to my parents, I said, yeah, I mean, I would have taken anything. I was 22 and working in Little Rock. But, it was a revolving 13-week contract for them with a 3-year deal for me. And I didn't know any better.
Well, that's kind of the way it worked for everybody. They always said we can fire you on 13 weeks
oh, really?
Notice. Yeah, yeah everybody.
So I always thought you had like...
Quite a little industry.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought you had like the 90-day, what do you call the first period?
Probation period?
Right. That seems unfair, though, to have a rolling 13-week deal. I can see how
if the employee signs it.
Yeah. They got you by the, what do they say, Doug?
Short
and curly.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Tim, can you fix the air conditioning at my apartment? Why haven't you called anyone yet? Thanks in advance, the Sultan of Duck Butter.
Mm. Duxy.
Tim, how did your smoke alarm situation turn out? Please let me know. Thanks, Noodles. Yeah, our smoke alarm started beeping yesterday morning, but it wasn't a battery replacement thing. It was a shot. It always happens overnight. The worst.
It was a shot?
Like it's broken. It just needs to be replaced.
Sometimes they get... a dust in there.
A dust mite?
And that'll do it.
Think you
know, built-up dust will get in there.
But is it a mite, you
think? It's not a mite. You're supposed to get up there and vacuum them out every now and then.
Well, Anna Marie wasn't around, so.
You got a little stepladder? I shouldn't have even asked
Of course
that.
I have a
stepladder. You haven't got a stepladder.
Of course I have a stepladder. How the hell do I get my car?
Oh. Well, do you have a, like a vacuum?
Do you have a dustbuster? Remember those?
Yeah.
How come
actually.
Nobody has those anymore?
We have one, baby. We do.
Really? I feel like nobody has those.
Well, get Anna Marie to get out the stepladder and have her climb up there, and maybe get a neighbor or something there to catch her if she falls, because you'll be gambling or doing something.
I was $162 event yesterday in Bovada, Charlie.
How'd you do?
About 130th. It was a cash.
Hey, you take what you can get.
Yeah, but you don't sit down for 5 hours looking to min cash, baby. You know, Doug.
No.
Okay.
Keep grinding.
Yeah.
Well, grind season.
I'd get
grind
up there season. And I'd vacuum those fire detectors.
Hey, Tim, can you give me step-by-step instructions for fixing my air conditioning? Thanks. That's from the Soulard Snuggler. Pick
buy
up
a new
phone,
one.
Call Vogel, go back to work.
Right. You'll be out there.
Vogel's a sponsor of a golf tournament. We'll be doing, what, in 2 weeks, Seamasters, or 3 weeks? Nurse, 3 weeks? 3 weeks? Okay, I'm looking forward to this, actually. It's the Jack Buck Classic, as a matter of fact, and Vogel has been involved with it for years. It's the 47th annual Jack Buck Golf Classic on Monday, August 15th. This cause is near and dear to Vogel Heating and Cooling's hearts. John Vogel's youngest son's afflicted with cystic fibrosis, but he's been fortunate enough to live a fairly healthy life and is now 21 years old. I can't believe John Vogel has a 21-year-old son. This is an ad lib here.
Mm-hmm.
John Vogel didn't put this in the copy.
You're going off the script?
I'm off script. I'm going off the prompter here.
All right.
The Golf Classic takes place at the award-winning St. Albans Country Club, one of the finest country clubs in the Midwest, in support of the CIA Foundation, a deep and talented fundraising and research support group that the people at Vogel know has made a difference for those with this horrible disease. Thanks to the CIA Foundation, there are many therapies that help with outcomes for those with cystic fibrosis. There is no cure for the disease, but today there is real hope that an actual cure is possible, and the CF Foundation is leading the charge. So what can you do? Join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 15th for a full day of activities. Players enjoy 18 holes of golf plus breakfast and lunch with proceeds to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Buy tickets at gateway.cff.org. It is on Monday, August 15th at St. Albans, one of the nicest courses you will find in St. Louis. Guys, what happens if I don't have any short and curlies? What is the saying for guys like me? That's from Ears Bleeding.
Doug?
I don't know that this is... I think you're fresh out of sayings at that point. You just don't get one.
Do a lot of guys in their 20s completely trim their shrubs?
Why would you ask me that question? How the hell would I know? How would I know?
I would
how
say...
How would anyone
I'll
know?
Answer this.
I suppose
I'll
unless
take
they
this
hung
one.
Out at the gym.
I'll take this one.
What?
I think they manscape, but they don't totally get rid of it. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Just you kind of keep it manageable.
Okay. And what do you have to go on there? You just watching naked guys at the gym or what?
I'm remembering. First of all, yes. But second off, I'm just remembering my 20s, Doug. It wasn't too long ago.
Are you still going to that 24-hour fitness now gold gym, boy?
Yes. I think I went maybe two or three times last week. I got to get back into it. I will say this. I'm getting married in April. So I've already decided when the calendar turns.
Has this date been set or is this a big announcement here?
I didn't know.
It was set?
April 29th.
All right, Doug.
So
April 29th. And I don't know if we're going to be invited.
No,
you will.
Probably
you
not.
Will.
Yes.
So I got 4 months. I'm gonna start the fitness, the diet for a hardcore 4 months when the calendar turns.
You don't have to now. Let yourself go.
No, I'm letting myself go for the next like 5 months.
Well, for the next 5 years.
No, after the wedding.
50 years.
After the wedding, yeah. I'm going to try to look good for the wedding, and then after that, never again.
Just pork out at that point.
Pork out, baby.
Yeah.
Doug, the shorter the shrubs, the taller the flower looks. Think about it.
It's well said. There's some truth to that, Doug.
Another beautiful gesture yesterday on the fan page, which Doug should love, but he doesn't.
Not really.
In which one of our listeners put together a GoFundMe for Mike Lee, who had an accident on his bike. Last week, he is still in the hospital, and one of our listeners, completely on his own, created a GoFundMe, sent me a message about it, and I posted it on the fan page yesterday, and the goal was $700 for a new bike for Mike, and last I checked, it was at like $1,300. We've already gone over.
Wow.
Yep. And so that $600 margin will go to Inside STL, but the $700, Doug, goes to Mike Lee's bike. I was joking about just because I have a feeling, considering I am, you know. So, Mike, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm still in the hospital. I'm get out here today.
You get out of the hospital today? That's outstanding
and,
news.
And they said next month they're going to surgery my back.
They're going to put you have surgery on your back?
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Huh.
They're going to surgery my back next month.
You'll be all right, though.
I'm kind of scared, so they're going to surgery me next month. So.
Oh, you'll be fine. What's wrong with your back?
It's bad, but it's pretty bad, so they said they're going to surgery me.
Is that because of the fall on the bike, or did you have a bad back before that?
No, I really don't know. They said next month they're going to surgery my back.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're going to cut the thing back and surgery.
Yeah. Ah. Well, they're going to fix it. That's what they're going to do. You'll feel much better when they're done.
It's pretty bad, so.
How do you feel today?
I kind of had no bike, and right now I can't work at all, so.
Well,
doctor said don't want me to go work.
Well, they don't want you to go to work because you don't feel well or you can't get transportation?
I don't know. They don't want me to go work for a little while, and then next month, they're going to surgery my back.
All right. Well, our listeners, they love you, Mike. You know that. We love you. And we raised money for a new bike for you. So,
thank you so much for everyone.
On behalf of the listeners, you're very welcome. They did that in about 2 hours.
Thank you so much for everybody.
See? What a good man Mike
is. How about
is.
That?
Yeah. God bless
That's
you,
great.
Sir. Yep. Yeah. So if you need a new bike, do you need a new bike?
Well, I did, but I really like red bike, but I do need a new bike. I don't have no bike right now to ride.
Right, so we got a new bike for you. We got the money for a new bike. You and Cletus can go pick it out, and it's paid for by the listeners.
Oh, thanks so much.
God bless you, sir.
Great.
The listeners
love
you.
Yeah, next month they're going to serve in my back, so it's bad right now.
I hope you're able to ride a new bike.
So
maybe you ought to get one of those with the two wheels on the back so it's a little more stable.
I don't know. So,
you talking about a trike?
I'll be out here in hospital today, but next month I got going through surgery.
Now, Mike, even though you're going through a tough time, still, you know, sometimes it brightens people's day. Is there anything you want to say to Doug?
What?
Huh?
Anything you want to say to Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing Starbucks coffee.
Oh, you are? Nice.
Yeah. You want to kiss my ass?
Ah, put him down!
There it is.
Put him down!
He's back.
Mike Lee, despite needing back surgery, has been suspended.
Boy.
He has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Llewellyn's Pub, for the logule.
Spice 187 said it, 91, a trigger got no heart. Doug's my trigger. Keep your butt shaved, because some girls like butt stuff, and you always want to be ready for that. Thanks,
it's
from the 618.
Come on.
Yeah, Lana Rhodes really seems to be into that. I don't know. I got to fast forward through that. I like to see the groundswell of support for Doug on the fan page defending him against the dude who called in on Friday and made Doug cry. Oh, Doug made cry about urinals.
Now, can I ask about that, or is it
a touchy subject? I'm going to ask about it, baby.
Because, again, usually in the morning, I would listen all the time, but I stay up too late and I sleep in, so I don't usually hear the show. Sometimes I catch that repeat hour from 2 to 3.
That's right.
But I woke up, getting on my phone, doing the social media, and it seemed like on the fan page this was a big deal. So what happened?
Well, I came out a little bit against this law in North Carolina as the epitome
HB2?
Of, the epitome of stupid political correctness, where we want to make sure that men can use the ladies' room. To me, it just gives a green light to sexual predators to put on a skirt or some piece of woman's clothing and say, I identify as a female, therefore I'm going to go hang out in the girls' room or in the ladies' locker room at your local gym. It gives them the green light to do all that, and I think it's craziness. And the Barnhart Brawler was very upset about that.
So did you guys have a nice, normal argument?
No, we argued quite a bit.
And somebody cried?
He was close to crying. I don't care about the transgenders doing that. That's not who I think you have to worry about. You got to worry about the sexual predators who would take advantage of a law like that. And there will be some who will do it.
I don't want to argue
they do
about
it now.
I just wanted to know what happened. Well, I don't like arguing with you anymore, Doug. We don't get anywhere.
No, we don't.
Why can't we?
We're not going to change each other's opinions on
correct.
Anything.
Why can't we just be unified?
Well, we can be coworkers.
And friends.
Yeah. We have different political views on certain things.
But a lot of things we agree on.
Now, the Barnhart Brawler emailed me later in the day and gave some context, and he said he wanted to make sure he apologized to you and hoped you would accept his apology.
Well, he doesn't have to apologize to me because we have a different opinion on a bathroom issue.
So I wanted to make sure I relayed that, and the audience knows that he reached out. Now, did you see him at Billy G's on Friday night?
Yeah.
And did you guys talk it over?
I walked up to him, and I said, stay out of the ladies' room. That's what I said.
And you were crying?
I was not ever. Why would I cry about that? I'm just trying to look out for potential victims.
Like I said, I don't want to argue about it.
Yeah, there's certain things come up anymore. I just scratch my head that it's even an issue, that you really have to argue it. And yet, there it is. Let's allow men to go into ladies' rooms. And half the country seems to, I mean, they're canceling basketball games in North Carolina. The NBA took the All-Star game out of North Carolina. You've got rock stars canceling concerts because men don't have the right to go to the ladies' room. And locker rooms and public facilities, really?
You do have the, I can see the NBA, you're aligned with the WNBA. There's a large population of lesbian players in the NBA, or the WNBA, I should say.
What? And I assume they use the ladies' room.
So I'm just saying. Like I said, I don't want to argue with you, Doug. I do think what I don't like, and I'm not trying to get into this argument, is I feel like sometimes the right will point to that and say, like, the left, that's all they care about, which I agree with you in the sense that it affects a very few amount of people. You should be, you know, sympathetic to these people, but I don't think this is something that is plank one on Democrats' platform for the 2016 election.
No, I don't think anyone has said that.
Sometimes it's painted that way, though.
It's a wedge issue that can get some people who otherwise wouldn't be fired up to vote to vote.
Did you see? I can't remember which speaker.
Standard stuff.
Like, yeah,
but I think that Roe versus Wade is going to get overturned. It's not getting overturned, but it still gets talked about. And is there anybody running for a public office in Missouri who does not have a gun in their commercial? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just like this is. I mean, we are perfect for the SEC now. There's no debate anymore. It is. We're just moving down south. Like we're sliding down south. Mm-hmm. Missouri is.
Political ads are great.
Oh my God!
I love how
nauseating
they talk about the opposing candidate. And if you listen, the background music is like from Making a Murderer.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's the most devious. Mm-hmm. It's something from a horror thriller. And then when they start talking about themselves, it's all of a sudden the ray of sunshine and the beautiful orchestra comes.
Yeah. Neighborhoods and communities. I'm for education.
Doug implied I wasn't interested in preventing sexual assault and I lost my damn mind. I apologized. I am willing to accept Doug's apology if he ever were to offer one. From the Barnhart Brawler.
What would I be apologizing for?
I did. That wasn't my. That was a Barnhart Brawler's text.
I only bring it up because, and I was watching all the convention last week, and I think it was one of the generals. He got up there and he gave a very convincing speech, but at one point he goes, "How can our soldiers fight the enemy when they're worried about what bathroom to go into?" And I was kind of like, "Come on, do you really think our soldiers are concerned with that?"
No. Do you think that that women ought to be in combat roles?
In combat roles?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should be allowed to be.
You don't think that that raises possible problems for them as much as anything, if they should be captured or something?
I think if they're fit to do the job, then they should be able to.
Yeah. I don't quite know what to think on that one. I don't know. Just for their own safety.
But I mean, if a man was captured, they can do some bad stuff to him as well.
Well, yeah, they can. But I think common sense would tell you that the enemy is more likely to do horrible things to a woman if they captured him than to a man. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Interesting topic, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, it's the Tease Farms Captain's Log with Rick Hummel. He'll be with us at 8:30. Talking about the Cardinals series against the Dodgers. The Cardinals have played 11 series against winning teams at Busch Stadium. They have lost 10 of them. The one that they did get was against the Giants, and at that time the Giants were a beat-up team, although the Dodgers are a beat-up team. Cardinals hopeful to get Matt Carpenter back here within the next 10 days, so they will become less beat-up and back on the normal starting rotation this week as you'll see Carlos Martinez, Jaime Garcia, get the ball in New York, but they go up against Thor this evening, Doug. Thor at Citi Field. So seven games this week for the Cardinals, as it is three in New York and four in Miami.
Important games because
Very important games.
Those are teams in the wild card.
Very important
along
games.
With the Redbirds.
Very important games.
As were these last three with the Dodgers.
I believe it's Ben Fredrickson, I think, who wrote about this is a defining week for the Cardinals, considering not only who they're playing, but it also leads up to the trade deadline and what will happen there. And it looks like per reports that, and I believe it's ESPN reporting it, and I always like to try to attribute, but I could be wrong on that. I saw it on ESPN's coverage of the Cardinals and Dodgers last night, that the Yankees are close to a deal with the Cubs to send Chapman their way.
For the Cubs, I guess their top prospect in the minors now, shortstop that's supposed to be a up-and-coming star. It's like 19 years old. Supposed to be a great player. If I was a Cubs, I would do it. I would pull out all the stops to try to win it. You've got your chance to win it right now. Go ahead and go for it.
What if there's a starter that they could get? But the thing is, it's not like there's like some random butt-ass in the back end of the rotation, you know? I mean, all these guys are established guys. It's just they two of them that started off like out of their minds have dropped off, specifically Lackey. Lester got into some trouble yesterday.
Yeah.
They won, but he got into some trouble yesterday. So I don't know. The starting pitching is the thing that I wonder if they can do anything about. And, you know, with the Cardinals, I don't know what they're going to do. The Yankees, in that report about trading Chapman, said they're going to keep Miller. Miller would be the guy that I'd love to see the Cardinals get, not because of necessarily this year, although they may very well play in the one-game wild card, but just because that's a guy that could be a hell of an asset for another year. Royals are looking at possibly going into seller's mode, one game under 500, and talking about trading Wade Davis. He's under contract for next year. So he would be appealing to a team and would get the Royals more, should get the Royals more, than what Chapman would get, because Chapman's a free agent after the season.
I would think it would make sense for these teams that aren't in the race to use their bullpen guys as leverage to get quality players. Because the bullpen guys, a lot of times they come and go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're fantastic one year and can't get anybody out the next
year. It's like an NFL running back.
Such as Rosenthal. He's an all-star one year, and now this year
and
he can't find the play.
Insinuates in his piece, at least I think he does, and we'll ask Rick directly. Like I said, coming up on the Tease Farms Captain's Log at 8:30, he's going to be with us. He insinuates, because there was a meeting with Matheny and Derek Lilliquist after the game, that for relief help, there's a possibility Rosenthal goes out today, does not go to New York, or does not play in New York.
Goes to the minors?
Goes to the minors. That was not impressive again last night.
Yeah, they've got to get him right. You can't give up on him yet, but you got to get him right. You can't put him in games with it.
You can't have a roster spot where you only want the guy in there if you're in that spot last night where you're down initially 9-1.
I hate to bring it up, but when watching Rosenthal this year, even though they were different roles, but I'm thinking along the lines, I hope it isn't the case, of Mitchell Boggs. If you remember how good that one year especially, Mitchell Boggs was one of the best eighth inning guys in all of baseball. And then he went from that role to just not getting anybody out and out of baseball.
We will discuss that with Rick Hummel coming up at 8:30. We welcome you to get involved as well. Doug, were you at the Dome on Saturday, Charlie?
I was not.
I want to discuss that with Doug, what he saw, any fans who were there as well. We'll discuss that coming up. Press Chris Sale doesn't like the White Sox uniforms. Doug, maybe you and I should go out on one of the Cardinal road trips and cut up the red caps, and then we can get the blue caps back.
All right.
And that wouldn't lead to a suspension for anybody, and the Cardinals can move out of 1992 with the red caps. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour in the books. Ryan Kelly, Morning After. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.